This year. Okay, we are ready. If you will open your Bibles with me to Ezekiel 38 and verse, Ezekiel 38 and verse 7. Ezekiel 38 and verse 7, and today's message is prepare. Prepare. And in Ezekiel 38, verse 7, be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. Praise God. You may be seated in heavenly places. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this is for my brother Jack. You can find the word prepare in Strong's in Hebrew and 3559. And it is spelled in Hebrew as K-U-W-N, pronounced Kun. And the word prepare means to confirm, direct. It is faithfulness. It means fashion, fasten, firm, be fitted, be fixed, ordain, order, perfect, make provision, be make ready, to make ready, and to be stable, and to establish and stand. Let me repeat that. The word prepare in the Hebrew means confirm, direct, faithfulness, fashion, fasten, firm, be fitted, be fixed, ordain order, perfect, and make provision. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I thank God that in Ezekiel 38:7, be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. And hallelujah, that's what I want to be unto you, and I know that Pastor does and Jack does, and all the brethren here, one for another. We want to prepare, and we want to, when we assemble, we want to tremble before Him in knee-knocking holiness. Praise His holy name. And thank God that He is an amazing God that loves you and I, and He wants us to prepare, to be ready each and every day. Okay, let's turn to the book of Exodus. Hallelujah. And in Exodus, the 15th chapter, and in verse 2. But let's read verse 1 before we get there. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for He hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath He thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare Him a habitation. My Father's God, and I will exalt Him. Praise God. Yes. I thank God that He's my song because He's my strength. And I will prepare Him a habitation. I want to prepare Him a habitation. I know that you do too. A lot of people are out there in the world today, and many people, Christians and non-believers as well, and they're paying a mortgage. But I thank God that He's already made the down payment on our home in heaven. Amen? And He paid it with His life. You know, when you make His heart your home, you'll never be alone. Praise God. So we thank God that back here in Exodus 15:1, they sang this song of Moses, the children of Israel, this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for He hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath He thrown into the sea. And that was the horse and the rider of eternal death that was thrown into the sea. Because the Lord is my strength and my song. Jesus has become my salvation. He is my God. And I will prepare Him a habitation. And I'm going to prepare. And I'm going to pray that I will lay the right foundation, remembering that Jesus is the head cornerstone. And be careful how each man and woman build thereupon. Amen? Praise God. Let's move on to the next scripture. Praise God, which is Joshua, the first chapter. Joshua 1 and verses 9, or Joshua 1 verses 10 and 11. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. Praise God. His word is the victuals. Amen? Prepare you victuals. His word is food to the hungry of soul.
Amen.
Praise His holy name. Turn with me over to the book of Psalms. You can stay there in Joshua with your one hand. And on the other hand, head over to the book of Psalms. And I'm going to be looking at Psalm 16 and verse 11. And this is part of His victuals. The whole word is part of His victuals.
Yeah.
Thou wilt show me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy. And at Thy right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is the path of preparation. It is in the presence of God. Amen?
Amen.
That's where the pathways are. Amen. He leadeth me into the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Praise His holy name. And I just love this verse, and I know you do too. Thou wilt show me the path of life. And this path is Route 66. Amen?
Amen.
From Genesis to Revelation. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and in Thy presence is fullness of joy. Which ought to tell me, when I'm out of His presence doing anything I shouldn't be doing, I'm not going to be very happy. And we know that to be true because we've all experienced it. Hallelujah. But praise God, our Bible tells us that in Thy presence is fullness of joy, and at Thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank God that We go to God and we see that at His right hands are pleasures more. And who is at the right hand of God?
Jesus.
It's Jesus. Amen? And hallelujah, we come right back to the Word because He's also known as the Word. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And the Word is victuals for the victorious. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, let's praise God. Let our fingers do the walking. And go over to Psalm 105 and verse 41. And this is a great verse. Once in a while, you'll get a scripture and it will leap off the pages into your heart and into your life. And this one certainly did for me. We've got to prepare to meet our God.
Amen.
And as you're turning there, God is just, we know that He's amazing and He's a blessing. You know, someone from your future has forgiven your past and lives in your present.
Mm.
You and I need to be broken so we can be fixed.
Yes.
And His love knows no boundaries to reach you and I. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you a little story before we get to this verse. I've never told my wife this because I wanted to spare her from it. But what happened, she's very tender-hearted to animals like I am, like our beagles, like I know many of us here are, Brother Bob and Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
And just all of us here that love our animals, Brother Jack and I know Steve and Peg are too, and just many of us here, Ruthie, and I could name all of us. I know Sylvia is, and Brother Tim and the children. But I just want to say that I had a situation a few months ago. It was back in the spring, and a bird, I happened to be looking at my car. I had just checked the oil, and on the wiper blade was a baby bird. And the mother must have dropped it. I began to pray for that wee little bird because it was totally abandoned. And I kept praying and praying. I even took so carefully, picked it up. I saw a bunch of robins, and I picked it up, and I set it over there praying that a mom would adopt that baby. And the Lord spoke to me through that, and He said, and I wrote this down, I, like the newborn bird, am naked, not yet able to see the way I will see. Not yet fully formed, totally dependent upon my Creator. And I feel like, you know, that's the way we are. We're like that newborn bird. We're naked, but not yet able to see the way we one day will see. Not yet fully formed, because we're becoming the righteousness of God in Christ. Amen? And praise God, we see through a dark glass, but through a glass darkly, but then face to face, and
Amen.
We are totally dependent upon our Creator.
Yes.
But let's move over here to Psalm 105:41. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out, and they ran in dry places like a river. Hallelujah. We get into the Scripture as we prepare to seek God, and we open the rock of ages. We turn the pages, amen? And a scripture leaps to us, the waters gushed out, the power of God comes upon us, and in the dry places of my heart that are dry because of sin, indifference, or whatever it is, He comes like a river, raining His righteousness upon us. It's easy for me to say, righteousness is this. Anyway, praise God. Hallelujah. He rains it upon us, and we are blessed. And I thank God for every believer that this has happened to. I remember Brother Jack several years ago saying, you know, we know the scriptures and we know the word, and then one day we get to live it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'll never forget that, Jack. That was a special word. And praise God, we do. He comes alive in us, and sometimes we believe for things, and we keep believing, and then wham, it happens. Praise God. He is an amazing God. And because we're preparing to meet Him, He's already there. Amen? Praise God. He didn't move. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Thank God. He answers prayers that I never even prayed for. That one day, you could just be getting ready for church, and all of a sudden, He will hit you with a blessing, and you know that you are free in a certain area, or this blessing, or that blessing overtakes you. His blessings overtake you. Amen? Hallelujah. He is a great God. He is a boomerang God. No matter where I throw myself, He will bring me back to Him as long as I am willing. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Thank God. Thank God. He is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's turn now to 1 Samuel in the 7th chapter in the 3rd verse. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, if you do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve Him only, and He will deliver you out of the hands of the Philistines. Hallelujah. We need to prepare our hearts to seek the Lord. And even though we're Pentecostals, I've come up with a name, and I believe it's a good name. I want to call ourselves Re-Pentecostals. Hallelujah. Because we live in the fear and the admonition of the Lord.
Amen.
And we should always be thinking in that way. I'm a Re-Pentecostal. Amen? I might have the gifts. I mean, there are some Baptist brothers and sisters out there living better than some Pentecostals. Because, you know, they're really going after the Word. And we need to go after God and His Word. And we need to live in repentance. We need to live that way. And we need to live righteously before God. You know, Charles Stanley, that old Baptist, said, the peak of fulfillment is only available through sacrificial love. Amen? Praise God. That's true. That really is true. Okay, let's head over to 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel. And the 24th chapter. We're talking about preparing here today. And I'm going to be reading verses 15 through 25. But as you're turning there, what happened was that David took a census. And before he came to a census, there was sin in the camp. And David's heart smote him in verse 10 after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. And of course, every one of us could say amen to that. But this is what happened. I'm going to be reading verses 15 through 25. So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning even to the time appointed. And there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 men. And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, it is enough, stay now thine hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Araunah the Jebusite. And David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people and said, lo, I have sinned and I have done wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Let thy hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house. And Gad, who was a prophet. And Gad came that day to David and said unto him, go up, rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. And David, according to the saying of Gad, went up as the Lord commanded. And Aranu looked and saw the king and his servants coming on toward him. And Aranu went out, bowed himself before the king on his face upon the ground. And Aranu said, "Wherefore is my lord the king come to his servant?" And David said, "To buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people." And Aranu said unto David, "Let my lord the king take and offer up what seemeth good unto him. Behold, here be oxen for burnt sacrifice, and threshing instruments, and other instruments of the oxen for wood. All these things did Aranu as a king give unto the king." And Aranu said unto the king, "The Lord thy God accept thee." And the king said unto Aranu, "Nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which thus costs me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver, and David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel. Hallelujah. I thank God that the plague was stayed between you and I because of the daysman, the Lord Jesus Christ. One man on one hand on man and one hand on God. And He stayed the plague for all of us. Amen. He made the ultimate sacrifice for you and I. And as I think of the sacrifice, I think what it took to prepare it, as they went to prepare a sacrifice, they would bring stones as the base. And as we said before, He's the chief cornerstone. He is the base of our life when we lay that sacrifice. We lay the sacrifice before the Scriptures of God. And you might have a Scripture that really blesses you. I have three mighties that I rely upon. Hallelujah. But I rely upon the whole book. Rely upon the whole book just like you do. Because a Scripture can speak to you one day one way, and the next day another way. Amen? Hallelujah. Because He illuminates the Word, because He is the light of the world. Hallelujah. And He will illuminate it in our lives each day differently. But we bring the stones, which are the Scriptures, which is the base. And then on top of that, we put the wood. And I believe what the Lord gave to me was the wood is, you have to cut it down. And what we have to sacrifice, we have to cut down from it standing up and being a God to us. And we need to put it on the altar. And the fire is prayer and the Holy Spirit. It's bringing it to life unto God and releasing it to God as a pure offering unto Him. Hallelujah. And we need to prepare our offering every day unto the Lord God. Prepare our offering to bring the stones, which is the Word of God. Get before Him in the Word and call upon His name. Amen. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into obedience to the captivity of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to go after these Scriptures, and we need to be listening to. Just make a tape of yourself, your favorite Scriptures. If you have a little cassette, the technology has changed now, you know. There are all kinds of people are out there doing different things. They've got all kinds of Palm Pilots. I don't even know what you call them. They're texting, but you and I are going back to the original text. They're tripping over it, but we're walking securely in the Word of God. And if we do stumble, we know that He will raise us up again. Amen? Hallelujah, because He's good, and He is love, and He loves His children. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. So we need to continue to lay the wood before God, to cut the wood down, to give it to Him. We have the Scriptures as stone, and we have the blessed Holy Spirit in prayer as we lift it up to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Turn with me, if you will, to Judges. And I want to look at a chapter in Judges. I'm just going to tell you a little background on it before I start reading from there. I'm going to read from in Judges 13, as you're turning there. It's about a man and his wife. His name was Manoah. And his wife was barren and bare not. And they were praying that they'd be delivered from the Philistines. They're under bondage from them for 40 years. And the angel of the Lord came. And I just want to say that he told the lady there in verse 4, "Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, nor eat any clean thing." He wanted the child to have the vow of a Nazarite. And I want to go from there to verse 15. And I'm going to be reading from there through verse 21. "And Manoah said unto the angel, Lord, I pray thee, let us detain thee until we shall have made ready a kid for thee. And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, Though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread. And if thou will offer a burnt offering, there must offer it unto the Lord. For Manoah knew that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, What is thy name? That when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor. And the angel of the Lord said unto them, Why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is a secret? So Manoah took a kid with a meat offering and offered it upon a rock unto the Lord. And the angels did wondrously. And Manoah and his wife looked on. For it came to pass, when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar, that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. And Manoah and his wife looked on it and fell on their faces to the ground." Hallelujah. Praise God that our prayers ascend up onto heaven when we offer it unto Him. Amen. One time several months ago, we were sitting here in quiet time, and the Lord shared with me that the sacrifice lives as a perpetual offering. And that's you and I. And we are the sacrifice, the other part to that. That's the thing I wanted to add. We are, instead of an animal, we know that Jesus gave His sacrifice once and for all, so we don't do animals anymore. But what we do, I praise God, is we put our bodies on there. Romans 12:1. Amen. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." We are the sacrifice, and the sacrifice lives in a continual offering. Amen? Hallelujah. So we have the stones, which is the Word of God. The Scriptures are base. Amen? And we have the wood, which is the things we cut down, the idols in our life that we lay on that altar before our Lord. And we have us that we lay on there, our heart. Amen? And a perpetual offering unto the Lord. We have the prayer, the fire, the prayer, and the Holy Spirit. Amen? I praise His holy name. Thank God that He is able. 1 Chronicles, the next scripture, 29. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verses 10 through 18. And talking about David here and his prayer. "Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, for ever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honors come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thy own have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee, and sojourners as were all our fathers. Our day on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Lord, our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee a house for thy holy name cometh of thine hand, and is all thine own. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart, and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now I have seen with joy thy people, which are present here to offer willingly unto thee. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee." That's our prayer today, that our hearts would be prepared for every family here at Church on the Rock, and those that we touch, those that we love, to those that we know, those that are our neighbors, that God would prepare our hearts to reach out, and not just to be Sunday Christians like Sister Eileen prayed this morning. Praise God. That's our prayer. Church on the Rock, let this be one of our prayers. Praise God. Amen. Let's head over to Psalm 10, verse 17. Psalm 10 and verse 17. You know, before we go to, as you're turning there to that scripture, earlier this year, the Lord showed me that when we were moving, my wife had these special dishes that her mom, she got from her mom. And they were like Courier and I set. And they used them on Sundays or special occasions. They have those dishes for meals. And very special to my wife. And as you're moving, a couple of them I felt bad because we had them wrapped in newspaper and they broke. You know, I guess maybe I was clumsy or whatever. But at any rate, I want to share with you that we wrap our breakables in the good newspaper. Amen. In the good news. We wrap our hearts that sometimes are broken, but we know we're safe. Amen.
Amen.
Inside of God's love, inside of His Word. Hallelujah. And in Psalm 10 and in verse 17, Lord, Thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou will prepare their heart. Thou will cause thine ear to hear. And I just thank God that God, we're talking about debits and credits today. And Jack says, you know, you want to put your heart toward people. Think no evil. Put it in the debit side. Amen. Put a plus there. And praise God. When we're humble, God rushes to our aid. And He comes to us. And one other thing about God, you can search for God high and low, and you can find Him in either place. Hallelujah. But Lord, Thou hast heard the desire of the humble, and Thou will prepare their heart. Thou will cause Thine ear to hear. That means when I tell God, look, I just need You so much. I don't want to sin against You. I want to be right. I want to be holy more than anything in my life. And He comes and He rushes to our aid. And He just puts His holiness upon us because we know it's not in us without Him. And He gives us desire, His desire. We delight ourselves in the Lord and He'll give us the desire of our hearts, the Bible says. Oh God, Lord, Thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou will prepare their hearts. So I'm thanking Him that as we come before Him in humility, that He is preparing our heart. Isn't that a great thing? Because if I prepare my heart, I'm in trouble. I need God to prepare my heart, and I believe You do too. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. You know, we went, my wife and I, earlier in the year, we went to see if she needed a hearing aid. Should have took me, because she's always saying I don't listen to her, but praise God. Hallelujah. But we found out from this lady that ears are self-cleaning. Natural ears may be self-cleaning, but spiritual ears need cleaning. We need the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
We definitely do. Praise God. Hallelujah. And one thing this week the Lord shared with me is be in a hurry to listen, but don't listen hurriedly. Take your time to hear the divine. And sometimes when we're in our devotions, I can be guilty of myself kind of rushing to get through the chapters that I have agreed with my Lord to read, that I just, you know, I read the Bible through every year and, you know, for many years, and I just, sometimes I'll get to Leviticus or I'll get to genealogies or whatever it is, and I'll say, I'm just going to, boy, I can't wait for this to be over, but I know that there's a blessing in it. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. The Word of God is precious, so you got to take your time to hear the divine.
Amen.
And we want to tremble when we assemble. Amen? As we said before. And one thing about God that is so precious about Him is in spite of me, He still loves the sight of me.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I know it's the same for you. Praise His holy name. Let's go over to Psalm 61. Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto Thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So I will sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Oh, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. Thank God that before that ultimate sacrifice, all that we really had in a great sense was truth. But when that veil was torn, mercy and righteousness kissed each other. Right. And you and I can come in boldly before the throne of grace, but humbly, and come in and seek the face of our Lord God. Thank God that the veil was torn. Amen.
Yes.
Like that song says, separated. Hallelujah. But hallelujah. I just thank God. It is a blessing to know that He is able. He is able to prepare our hearts. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 91. Lord, prepare us this morning where we want to be right. Psalm 91 and verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise God. This has been read and prayed by believers in every generation that has sought the face of God and is a blessing. And, you know, just an amazing thing. Last week, and that's really part of the reason this message came about, is our brother talked about prepare your prayer closet. Hallelujah. Yeah. And praise God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's the source of our strength. David Wilkerson called it the power of the secret closet. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God that we get in there, and I can still see him up there on Sunday nights at Times Square Church. Folks, God just wants you to seek him. And I love Brother David. And I know all of you did too. So I thank God that for his ministry and what it had meant in my life. And I can still hear him. I can still hear him. All those newsletters, I got so many. There was a time in my life where I said, you're gloom and doom, buddy. When I wasn't really where I was supposed to be in God. So I canceled it for a year or two. But then I went back. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good, and I thank God for the different brothers that have lighted the Word to me through the years. And every time, and still when I read it, the Word comes alive as you read those great newsletters or listen to His tapes. Praise God. I thank God for that secret closet. You know, it's the secret place of the Most High where I find His secret passages. I find secret passages that speak to my life. Right here in this book. This is where the secret passages are. You know, I think I share this with some of you. Where I grew up on Shortcut Road in Lake Huntington, New York, there used to be a big hotel. And it belonged to a family by the name of the Wileys. They had a shootout in 1968. I mean, bullets to beat the band with the state police. And I slept through the whole thing. But what happened was eventually it burned down. But before that, I'd go there and I became very good friends with the family. And the young man who was the same age as me showed me the secret passageways that took you from one place to another. And I am so glad that no matter what place my heart is in, that I find the secret passage that speaks to me in the Scripture when I'm in the secret place of the Most High. And it takes me from one place to another, to that good place. Hallelujah. Thank God that we have that secret prayer closet and that we get to that place. And I thank God that He is able. In verse 15, He shall call upon me. and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. Let's add 16. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. We've got a long life plan that lasts forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God. With long life we're satisfied. But we call upon Him. You know, we call upon Him. And we know that we can call toll free because Jesus already paid the toll. Praise God. And we got His telephone number, right? Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Praise His holy name. Thank God that He's paid the price for you and I. And we should pay the price to stay in His holy presence. We've got to spend time with God. And I want to spend my inheritance this side of heaven. Hallelujah, my spiritual inheritance. Because we're going to have it all when we get there. I want His blessings now. Praise God. Amen. I want to obey Him now. I want to speak the words of life now. I not only want to speak them, but I want to live them. You know, it's good to talk about love, but it's better to live love. Amen? Amen. Praise God. We want to do that. We want to fulfill His will in our lives. Okay, let's head over to Isaiah. Isaiah, the 40th chapter, in the 3rd verse. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And we know that ultimately, in the Old Testament, it was talking about Israel coming out of exile. And the Lord being there. In the New Testament, John the Baptist made clear the way to prepare for the Lord's coming is repentance. We are Repentecostal. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we need to really cry out to God to be right with Him, to have that knee knock in holiness, and to be seeking His face, and to be after Him with all our heart. Amen? That's what God wants. And if there's anything in us, we just want it cleaned up. And everyone said amen. Amen. Isaiah 62:10. As we prepare to go after God with all our hearts. Isaiah 62:10. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. You know, God has called everyone that is in leadership to lead them into freedom. And one thing I said to our wife on our anniversary, and it's going to work the same way for you and I. I wrote recently to her during our anniversary time, I believe. I will tend your heart so you will be all God intended. And I believe the same way for this body. I want to tend your heart so you'll be all God intended. And I know Pastor, and I know Jack, I know all the brethren here feel the same way. You tend my heart that I could be all God intended. I have a lot to learn.
Amen.
Praise God. And I said amen. You know, I really believe that the church should be so in tune. You know, it shouldn't be that the only way that the church is in one accord if they're all in a Honda. We've got to be also a confessing church. And to confess our faults one to another, whereby you may be healed. That's a way of preparing the way of the Lord. Not to be so clammed up that we won't open up. Amen?
Amen.
We've got to open up to one another because there's a pearl of great price in there. Amen. And we've got to let it shine. We can't keep it covered. I mean, we love you. And if you're struggling with anything, you know, if you want to bring anything to us, we're going to pray for you. If you want to do it when no one's around, that's okay too. But we need to confess our faults one to another.
Amen.
Praise God. Thereby you may be healed. Praise His holy name. Praise God. I thank God that He is able, and that we want to lead everyone in the right way. And we just tremble before God when we stand up here, because we know. And pray for Pastor. And Brother Bob, Pastor Bob will tell you, Jack will tell you how much goes in to preparing a sermon and how heavy it is on him every week when he stands, you know, up here. Because it's a very, very emotional thing as he prepares, and how his soul is wrenched in the preparing of the message for every week. So pray for our pastor. Number one, that he'd be right with God.
Yes.
And number two, that he'd have peace.
Thank you, Jesus.
And praise God. And pray the same for all of us and for one another.
Right.
You know, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Doesn't make us any more special. It's just what God chose.
Yes.
Amen?
Right.
It's what God chose. I mean, He does the choosing. We're not in charge of that. Everyone is gifted in a different way, and everybody, the Bible says, the less comely is more important than the comely. Amen? In the body of Christ. And we're all brothers and sisters. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Let's go on to a great scripture. Amos. I only have two scriptures left here. Amos 4 and verses 11 and 12. And I've told you, some of you, this before. They call them minor prophets because you have to dig for them. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But let me tell you here that Amos is next to Joel on one side. Joel's in front of it. And I'm being perfectly honest here. I got to scoot over to see. Maybe it's Jonah after. Praise God. Hallelujah.
What chapter?
It is chapter 4 and verses 11 and 12. And as you're turning there, one thing a great football coach said, Vince Lombardi, he said, gentlemen, we're going to pursue after perfection. Now, we're not going to reach perfection because the Lord knows nobody here outside of Him could be perfect. But on the way, we might reach excellence.
Yes.
Praise God. That kind of blessed me. I've seen that. Okay, we are in Amos 4. And verses 11 and 12. Hallelujah. I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Therefore thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. And if that doesn't make you drop to your knees, I mean, He's not messing around, and we really want to be right with Him. And even if we say that we want to be right and part of our heart is not in it, Lord, make that part altogether right with You, because we love You. And like Brother Wilkerson once said, you know, the fear of the Lord is not a dread fear, but it is a fear that how could I ever hurt the one that I love more than anyone else?
Yeah.
How could I ever disappoint Him? How could I displease Him? Because I love Him and I want to serve Him with everything that I have. Hallelujah. Praise God. Prepare to meet thy God. And each of us has to prepare to meet our God. And I just have one scripture left. You know, we've been talking this morning about preparing to meet our God. And in John, the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, and in the second verse, it says that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And in verse 3 it says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, He's preparing a place for us. It should be our job to prepare every morning a place for Him. A place that nobody else could ever replace.
That's right.
A place of seeking that will last forever.
Oh, hallelujah.
A place for the Son. Hallelujah. We need to have that place. And we need to seek that place more than any other. Let's pray. Father, we just thank You this morning, Lord God, that You would prepare in us a heart that would be ever burning to glorify your name, Lord. You know that we are sinners saved by grace, but we desire, Lord God, to move into your righteousness by your holy power. Burn up the dross in our hearts, Lord God. Come down from heaven, Lord God, and bring your holy fire upon your people, Lord. Return us to seeking your face in love, because it's not because of rules, because we'll break those rules. But Lord, oh, we thank you. Love wins the day, Lord God. Love caused Jesus to leave the Father. Love caused the Father to let Jesus go and to be separated from the Father. Oh, for all those hours, Lord, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Lord God, totally separated from God. He took upon all of my filthiness and all of the filthiness of everyone here and everyone that would ever live. Every sin that you could ever imagine, He took upon Him. And Lord, you accepted that perfect sacrifice, Father. We just thank you this morning, Lord God, that we would bring a sacrifice every morning, a perpetual offering, and that we would lay it before you and ask you to take the offering and ask for your empowering of the Holy Spirit in our lives, Lord God. We thank you for the blood. We thank you, Lord, for all things pertaining to life and godliness. We ask now, Lord God, that you would just bless your people once again. Prepare all our hearts to seek you. Lord God, we thank you that you would prepare us to go after you with all our hearts. Prepare your servants, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And now we're going to have a closing song. And then after that, altar ministry.
Amen.
Praise God.